Is this anyone coming down?
Be down in a minute, Mother.
You said that 20 minutes ago. Jeff, Alex.
Be right there, honey.
Be right there, honey. Be right there, honey. I don't believe there's anyone up there. I think it's a recording.
Be right there, honey.
Will somebody please come down these stairs? I don't care who it is. I'll settle for a stranger. Jeff!
I'm dressing, Mom.
You have been dressing for the last half hour. What are you getting into, a suit of armor?
Be right there, Mom.
I am giving all of you till the count of three to get down here. One, two, three, four.
Nobody touch that phone. It's for me.
How do you know it's for you?
Please, what do you mean, how do I know it's for me?
It's not for either of you.
Next time, I'll just ring a bell.
Hello, it's Dr. Stone. Yes, right here.
I told you. Hello? Oh, hi, Smitty. Just a sec.
Has Jeff ever talked to anybody but Smitty?
Good question. Seems that lately, Jeff has a one-man circle of friends.
Well, what happened to all his girlfriends?
Well, there's some pretty stiff competition around here with the Smitty's car and all its fascinating attractions, like broken timing gears, leaking water pumps.
You know what the real trouble is, don't you?
The timing gear or the water pump?
With Jeff. Oh. He just hasn't met a girl who can take his mind off of these things. Now, if he could just meet the right girl...
Honey, may I make a suggestion? Leave your brother alone. He's happy.
Oh, well, what has that got to do with it?
I think your father's referring to your past experience in that department.
Well, it wasn't my fault. Besides, he was a lot younger then. Look at him now. He's practically a grown man. And still fooling around with old cars, playing ball, going fishing with Smitty. What kind of a life is that?
Not bad.
Well, I tell you, that Smitty's a crack-up.
May we please have breakfast without discussion of Smitty?
What's wrong with you?
What do you hear from Angie, dear?
I saw Lori at the drugstore yesterday. She asked about you.
Yeah. Guess I owe Angie a letter. What did Lori have to say?
Well, she said you hadn't called her in over a week. She looked terrific. Had her hair done a new way. You know something? She's absolutely gorgeous.
Lovely.
I wonder.
Wonder what?
Smitty says he has the greatest idea since sliced bread. Hard to wait to find out what it is.
You are a hopeless mess.
30, 31, 32. There it is, 32 feet. That's how long she'll be.
Boy, 32 feet. Sure is an awful lot of feet.
You think we can build a boat that big?
Why not?
Lots of guys do. You know, we could build it in my backyard.
You see? All you gotta do is follow the plans. Now, here's the whole act.
Mother, I can't wait for you to meet Joanne. She's a perfect doll.
Well, if you think so highly of her.
Well, you can't feel any other way about her. She's as cute as a bug.
Oh.
And brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Oh, I feel so sorry for her.
Why? If she's pretty and intelligent?
Well, Mother, she has a dreadful problem. She's only 16 years old.
16 and in college?
That's right. She has an IQ that's practically astronomical.
And the problem?
Well, she's a child, Mother. She's just too young.
I got it. Let's call it the vagabond.
Yeah. The vagabond.
Yeah, that's real salty. Yeah, and it fits, too, because that's what we'll be, a couple of vagabonds. Oh, boy. Well, wouldn't that be neat, Smitty? Just doing what we please and going where we please.
Wherever the fall winds blow.
Boy, no worries, no women.
No women. No women?
Well, sure, we're going to be bachelors. Look, nothing can foul up a trip like this quicker than girls.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Well, sure, this has got to be a man's project.
None of the college boys will date her. You know, by all rights, she should still be in high school. A junior or something. She's very lonely, Mother.
Well, I'm sure she has friends.
No, not in Hilldale. She lives way over in Hastings. Or rather, that's where her parents live. She stays in the dorm all by herself.
Well, it's pretty hard to be in a dormitory and be all by yourself.
Well, Joe is, Mother. She's alone. She's like a little sister with practically nothing in common with the rest of the girls.
We'll let our beards grow and wear crummy clothes?
Yeah, the crummier the better.
We gotta start right now.
With the crummy clothes?
No, with cutting up the girls. Look, we can't spend money on dates and stuff like that. From now on, every nickel we get has got to go into the vagabond. Right?
Right.
From now on, we're going to be women haters. Right?
Right.
Make a vagabond promise.
A vagabond promise.
I have a vague feeling of what all of this is leading up to, but go ahead anyway.
Well, she's just about the right age for Jeff.
That's the feeling I had.
Well, she is.
Hi, Jeff.
Oh, hi, Dad. Oh, Dad, have I got something great to tell you. This will really fracture you.
I've had a couple of fractures today. Let's make it something
else. Oh, yeah, no. Come here, look. Okay. Smitty and I are going to build a boat.
Well, good.
Dad, we're not kidding about this. We're really going to do it. We're going to build a 32-foot seagoing sailboat.
Seagoing?
Well, sure. We're going to take a year to build it in Smitty's backyard. Huh? And then we'll truck it to the Mississippi, and then we'll sail on the Mississippi to the Gulf, and from there, a year's cruise in the South Seas.
Just like that?
Well, sure. We got it all planned out. Well, Dad, this isn't kid stuff. We're really going to do it. You see, by the time Smitty and I graduate from high school, the vagabond will be finished.
That's
the name of the boat. Now, Dad, can you think of anything more educational? I mean, than two guys spending a year seeing the world between high school and college? I mean, it makes sense.
What?
There is nothing to be nervous about, Joanne. Just because Jeff is my brother doesn't make him one bit special. It's not that. It's just I always get scared meeting boys. I mean, what do they like to talk about?
Themselves, naturally.
But how am I supposed to talk about them when I've never even met them?
Now, don't worry about it, Joanne. I'll break the ice for you. Now, the main thing is we have to get him to ask you to the round robin dance on Saturday.
Well, what if he doesn't ask me?
I'll hit him.
Come on. Well, Dad, what do you think of it, huh?
Well, I think it sounds fine, Jeff, but, you know, they're not giving Lumber away. Where are you getting the money for all this?
Oh, we're going to get after-school jobs.
Donna!
She went to get the laundry.
Oh. Okay.
Well, Dad, what do you think of it, huh?
Well, I think it sounds great, Jeff. You're spending your money on a boat, but what about your social life? What happens to Friday night?
Oh, you mean girls.
Well, that's the usual Friday night, isn't it?
Well, yeah. But that's all out now. You see, Smitty and I are cutting out all of our old girlfriends.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You going to skip the round-robin dance?
Well, sure. I mean, who cares about that? Girls and boats don't mix.
Mary, is this Jeff?
Yes, that's my dear brother, taken a few years ago.
He's nice looking.
I think so. But don't ever tell him I said that.
Gee, Mary, I wish I could have stayed my regular classes in school instead of all that skipping. Always trying to be so smart. He's probably going to wonder why I'm in college. He'll probably think I'm weird or something.
Don't be silly, Joanne. He'll be flattered.
You think he knows about the dance Saturday night?
Of course he does. Now, don't be timid. He's just a boy.
That's what frightens me.
You see, the way Smitty and I figure it, we'll have plenty of time for girls and dates when we get back from our cruise.
Oh. I don't suppose they have many movies or malt shops on those South Sea Islands.
You think I'm kidding, don't you, Dad?
Who, me? Oh, no, you can sail around the world if you want to.
I'll get it. Probably Smitty. Hello? Yeah, I think so. It's for Mary.
I'll get it. Mary!
I'm up here, Daddy.
Telephone for you.
Oh, thank you. I'll take it in your room.
Excuse me, Joe. I'll be right back. Make yourself at home.
You know, he's got to get out and knock around the world, get away from kids, women, all this civilized stuff. I'm going to be a different guy. We'll see.
Well, I can't come over now, Dottie. Joanne's here and we're waiting for Jeff.
Well, a lot of great men have done it. There's no better way to prepare for any kind of career than to go to sea. Just you wait. You know, you're going to see a big difference in me. I mean, even before we start the trip. Just building the boat will make a difference.
Well, don't get too different. We want to recognize you.
Just you wait. You'll see.
I'll call you later, okay? Bye-bye.
Daddy?
Hmm?
Daddy? Did you see Joanne?
Joanne who?
Joanne Wendell. She's in my bedroom. Oh, she's so cute, Daddy. I brought her over here to meet Jeff, and he's just going to flip when he sees her.
I wouldn't bet on it.
Oh, Daddy.
Oh, if you were going to introduce him to a compass or a gaffeted mainsail, I'd say you had a chance.
Daddy, you know how long this boat idea is going to last. Jeff comes up with a new enthusiasm every hour on the hour. One look at Joanne, and the whole cruise is going to go right out the window.
Oh,
this magazine of the boat we're going to build. Come here, I want you to see it.
Huh?
Look at this thing.
Jeff?
Isn't that a beaut?
Jeff, when you're through, would you come into my room, please? There's someone I want you to meet. Joe? Joe?
Can't you just see us booming across the Pacific in that? You know, it's almost a straight shot from Panama to the South Sea Islands. And you got the trade winds behind you all the way.
Have you seen Joe?
Joe Schmo from Kokomo?
She was in my room just a minute ago.
Nobody here but us barnacles.
Well, where'd she go?
Where'd who go? Mary, who are you talking about?
Joanne.
Honey, believe me, nobody's come into this room. No Joe, Jill, Jackie, Jeannie. At least not since I've been here.
Well, I'll bet she was in here and you insulted her. What did you say to her, Jeff?
Mary, I don't know what you're talking about. Look, there's nobody in this house but us. You having a walking nightmare or something?
Well, she wouldn't just walk out. Oh.
Sometimes I wonder about that kid.
Anybody home?
Mother? Mother, the strangest thing has happened.
Well, that's not unusual around here.
I'm serious. Joe came home with me to meet Jeff, and she has disappeared out of my room. Simply disappeared.
Where were you?
Well, I went into your room to answer the phone, and when I came back, she was gone. I mean, she can't be gone.
I see.
I mean, her books are still here, her sweater is still here.
She looked outside.
Mother, I have looked everywhere. She just vanished into thin air.
This is the cockpit right back here. It's self-bailing. Now, you know what that is.
No, it bails itself up.
Right, and that's a handy thing to have.
I imagine, in case the ocean bails in.
Oh, Dad? What? Dad, see this little sail back here? That's the mizzen sail.
Oh, well, you need one of those.
Well, you sure do. Well, when you get in a storm, you just drop your headsail and your mainsail, and the mizzen keeps your bow in the wind.
I think your mother just dropped anchor. I'll tack down and see her.
Oh, Dad, before we start anything, I want you to look over the schedule. We got it all laid out, our work schedule.
Aye, aye, Skipper.
Aye, aye.
Jeffrey? Now, admit it. In your typical best Joe manner, you have done or said something to Joanne.
Now, look, Mary, if you're going to start that again...
There is no other explanation. She would not go out of this house leaving her books and sweater without a very good reason, and the only conceivable reason is you.
Look, Mary...
What happened?
Well, I tell you, she came in here through that door. She was about that high. And I picked her up and I put her in the palm of my hand, and she sang a beautiful little song. And when she was finished without thinking, I plotted. Oh, too bad.
Look, I'm just...
Here, Joe. What are you doing under my bed?
Hiding.
From who?
You.
Why?
Scared.
Of who?
You.
Why?
Oh, for Pete's sake, let's not start that again. Well, nice meeting you. Now you can have yourself a big laugh.
Hey, wait a minute.
What do you want?
How'd you get under my bed? Hi, Dr. Stone.
Hi, Smitty. Oh, Mrs. Stone is having a little trouble with her steam iron. Rusty boiler.
Yeah.
Smitty, had all your shots?
Shots?
Yeah, tetanus, typhoid, malaria, smallpox. Well, if you and Jeff are going to the South Seas, you'll need a full course of inoculations, you know.
Yeah. Well, we have to build a boat first. We have a lot of work ahead of us.
You know, I sure have to admire you fellas, setting yourselves a goal, giving up your social life. How do the girls feel about all this?
What girls?
Well, I don't know. The bevy of beauties you and Jeff go around with. I understand you're severing all relations with the fair sex.
Well, yeah.
Is there any doubt?
Oh, no. Jeff hasn't changed his mind, has he?
Solid as a rock.
Solid, huh?
Solid.
I got my driver's license last week. I love to drive.
You know, you're the first girl that's ever said that.
Do you know what I want for my birthday?
What?
A motorcycle.
No kidding.
Knock, knock.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Hi.
Mom, I'd like you to meet Joanne Wells. Joe, this is my mother.
Well, how do you do, Joanne?
How do you do, Mrs. Stone?
Where were you?
She's been around.
Oh, but Mary's been looking for you everywhere.
Well, she's been right here.
Well, now, if I can find Mary, I'll tell her where she can find you. Fair enough.
I'm sorry. I really didn't mean to cause so much trouble.
Oh, no trouble?
Thanks.
Don't mention it.
Mary?
Mother? Mother, mother, I have done everything but call the police.
Mary.
Joanne has evaporated.
Mary.
I called the library, the dorm. Nobody has seen her. She has simply vanished from the face of this earth.
Mary, she's in Jeff's room.
She couldn't be.
Yes, she is. I just talked to her.
How long are you going to be in Hilldale?
4 years, if I can stay in college.
You know, you in college, that's really a laugh. Nobody'd ever believe it. Hey, Jeff! Holy smoke, that's Smitty.
Who?
Oh, never mind. If he catches me with a girl, I'm sorry. Quick, under the bed, under the bed.
Oh, not under the bed again.
Oh, okay, in here, quick. Hey, be quiet. Shh. Hiya, Meaty. Oh, hiya, Smitty. How are things? Well, what do I smell?
Hair tonic.
Your hair?
All right, Jeffrey. Where is she?
Where's who?
You know who. Where is Joanne?
Dear sister, you are not functioning. You're not receiving my signals.
Jeffrey?
Smitty, do you realize that this poor dear has been coming in here every 5 minutes looking for somebody named Joe?
Jeffrey?
Now, why don't you knock it off? Smitty and I are talking.
What goes with her?
Oh, sisters, you know.
Mother?
Well, now that you've located Joe...
Mother, do you feel all right?
I think so. Why?
Didn't you stand in this room just 1 minute ago and tell me that you saw Joanne in Jeff's room?
Oh, of course. I talked to her.
You talked to her?
Yes.
What's all this?
Daddy, we don't need any questions. We need some answers.
Honey, you just passed Jeff's room, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Never tell Mary who was in there.
Jeff and Smitty.
I saw her in the room. And that is my final word. Any future discussions concerning the whereabouts of Miss Joanne Wells, leave me out, huh?
Do you think Mother's been working too hard?
I'll get it. Hello.
Hello, I'm Carolyn Myers, Mrs. Stone. Is Smitty here?
You came to the right place. Come on in. He's upstairs with Jeff. Maybe you'd better wait. I'll tell him you're here.
Oh, I got nothing against girls. You were the one that said we had to give up dates. So we made a promise.
Okay, so we made a promise. Now, why are you making such a big deal out of it?
You're the one that's making a big deal out of it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Where's Joe?
Who?
Well, you must be Joe.
No, I'm Caroline.
Carolyn Myers? To see me?
She seemed to know just where to find you. She's very friendly.
My old vagabond buddy. Excuse me. Gee, I'm awful sorry. I think things are beginning to clear up now, though.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear it. 5 more minutes with those mauve crystals and I would have been headed for the Twilight Zone. Is it like this around here every day?
No, this is sort of unusual.
Joanne!
You see, Smith.
Where have you been?
What do you mean? Now, how many times do I have to tell you? She's been here all the time. You see what it was? And she didn't want me to know she was here when I came in. And I didn't want Smitty to know that she was here when he came in. I mean, if you look at it, it really does make sense.
It does?
Mary, I want you to meet Carolyn Myers.
How do you do?
Where'd she come from?
Never mind. Just introduces.
Carolyn Myers? This is Jeff Stone.
How do you do? Joanne Wells, this is Carolyn Myers and my friend Morton Smith.
Hilldale High?
Yes, dear.
No, I go to college.
How'd she get here?
I didn't know.
Next time you say the three-ring circus around here, let me have a program, so I can tell one clown from another.
You knew as much as any of us.
And that wasn't much.
Well, all I was trying to do was help Joanne make a few friends. I don't know how it all got so confusing.
We're going down to Hodenmeyer's.
Oh, enjoy yourself.
A lot of fun. We're double dating Saturday night at the Round Robin. Thanks, Mary.
It was nothing.
I'm
I'm exhausted.
You know, it's pretty hard to build a boat these days.
Which one was Joe?
Ah, burning the midnight oil, I see.
Jeff, don't bother me, please.
Hey, you know, that Joe's a pretty nice girl.
I told you that.
Who are you talking to, dear?
Jeff.
Oh, is he home?
Yes, he's in the kitchen.
Oh. How is Jeff's evening?
How would I know?
Well, he's in the kitchen.
No, there's no one in the kitchen.
Yeah, he just went in there. I saw him.
But I just came through there.
Oh, now, let's not go through that again. Jeff? He's not there.
Well, he probably went upstairs.
I just seen him. I just came down the stairs.
Are you sure that all this homework isn't overtaxing you?
Mother. Jeff just came through that door. We exchanged a few words, and he went into the kitchen.
Well, why would I say he did if he didn't?
I mean, I don't make up these things.
Well, I'm home.
What's the matter?
Jeffrey Stone, didn't you just come through that door and go into the kitchen?
Boy, you need a long rest.
Has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.